You never heard of me? Fucking stupid. All right, y'all.
Whoa.
Welcome to another. We're back. Another episode of What Now on Omni, where we dissect the hottest sports topics. We dissect.
You said it so wrong.
God dang, I did it. I was trying to like buy time. Like, I was like, I cannot remember how it went. It's been a long time. What Now?
Malin, turn your old camera the other way.
Bro, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get right. Hold up.
Acting like he FaceTiming his side link right now, man. What you doing?
Turn it sideways and show your face.
I got to get my laptop connected. That's it. Oh. That's it. I'm typing. That's the only reason it's to the side.
Hey, were you a cop? You got a laptop in the car?
Hey, man, that's my light source.
Hey, that's dedication right there.
And I gotta get my vest out before y'all start talking about security.
Yeah, boy, you look like Paw Patrol right now.
Malin.
Excuse my language. My fault.
Oh, come on, man.
You ain't even pick it up.
Nah.
This is in the beginning.
Let's talk about the fantasy heckling that was going on too. So our playoffs start way early. I've been trying to get us to start our playoffs later, but Commissioner won't listen to me. But our playoffs start this week. Malin is in last place as usual.
Let's relax.
I'm mid because I didn't have my first two draft picks for the most of the season. Tobias finally makes the playoffs, and I really hope he doesn't win.
And want to get hostile too.
Hey, listen. No.
That's
listen.
Crazy how you acted this morning.
No. I want you to hear the backstory here because you know how Will Smith, he was on when he won his award. The man was talking about, you know, to be in this industry, you got to take abuse. You got to take get talked about stuff.
Oh that my was, God!
I've won three. I've won. It's not that many. It's not nothing to brag about. I've won three other fantasy football championships. But if
bro,
I win,
bro, no, stop right there.
I win this time.
Stop bringing up other leagues that we are not a part of. We it do not care.
I'm setting the stage. Let me set the
no. Because if you want to talk about that, I have like 10 championships since I started playing. But I only have one in this league. You have none.
Let me set the setting. I'm trying to set the setting for What Now fans so they understand what's going on.
They do not care about anything else other than our league.
Hey, they care about me, though. They care about me. So let me get this off here. All right. Anyways. As I just said, you know, the fantasy football rings. But this one will be the best and the sweetest one because of the scrutiny, the abuse, the hate, the slander that I've had to endure for the last 4 to 5 years of this league. It will be oh so sweet. So, Jamie, she's not on. I wish she was on. Jamie and Cam, them two won't get it the worst. They are. I'll spare the rest of y'all. I'm not really gonna talk too much smack. But if I do win it, them two gonna hear it. They gonna hear it.
Everybody gets slander.
No, not as much as me. I wake up at 8 a.m. in the morning and my name is already being put in the chat. I'm like, bro, what did I do? What did I do to y'all?
You usually start it.
Cap, I do not know. I'm a peaceful person. Anybody knows me, I'm a peaceful person.
You need to stay out of the limelight like Malin does.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Malin don't be, anyway, exactly. Malin just don't be paying attention to it.
Malin be sleep.
Exactly. Like it's intentional. He just don't be paying attention.
Malin be sleep.
Hey, look, next Tuesday is my last Tuesday on nights for a while. I'm going back to days, so everything be back to normal.
We'll see, buddy.
All right. Also, before we get into our NFL segments, I said it before this, but Michigan is about to shock the world this weekend. We're going to be Ohio State for the fourth time in a row. Telling you. We ain't got nothing to lose. We came off our best game of the season. Hey, we riding the high of getting Bryce Underwood, the number one overall recruit. We're riding that high, about to flip a couple others. We about to
it's do not it. Gonna make any impact.
It doesn't matter. It don't matter what you think. We gonna win this. We winning it. It's gonna be a game of heart. Of the dedication. What was the 3 D's? The 3 D's, remember Stace Bry? What was it? Dedication, discipline, determination. That's what it's
man, shut up, bro. I can't believe he brought that up. Like, what?
Hey, that's what's gonna be. That's what it's gonna be. But yeah, go hey, blue,
and,
baby.
And you remember what our combined record for 2 years was with that?
Hey,
4-16.
We was 4-16 in 2 years.
2-2-8 seasons.
Y'all just like Malin.
I can't play nothing now. I really can't believe that, bro. I thought we won 2 games. I really thought we won more than 2 games our senior year. That is crazy. That's sad. That's pitiful. Why you say that on live?
Because you want to bring up what y'all gonna do and try to use Stace Bry tactics. I don't think you want to use those.
That's pretty bad, man. Wow. Thank goodness that season's over. But yeah, how y'all been?
I've been loving the college football season, especially, man. You know, 1 week we look like we out, next week we in, next week we in the conference championship. I don't know what's going on.
You see how much better college football is when teams actually play each other all season and not once at the end of the year?
I'll give you that.
Now we're not watching Tucson State Technical College playing against UGA. we actually
even though it. UGA gave up 21 points to UMass, a bottom 10 team. Oh, that yeah. Made me so mad.
I admit the super conference things were a good idea. I think in terms of like for fans, it's better. I mean, it's like every single day, every single week, there's like a bowl game. So it feels like it's like somebody.
Well, late in the season. Other than that, not really.
There was only 1 week. I think it was like the week before last where it didn't feel like there was a good game. No. Because the week before last it was Georgia, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, every week has been a big game.
NFL picking up. I mean, the good teams starting to separate themselves, but
mm-hmm.
I think the playoffs still be kind of exciting.
I think every team for the NFL has its flaws this year, which is good.
Definitely. Yeah, we don't have a dominant team. I mean, we got teams that look dominant, but like the Lions probably look more dominant than the Chiefs, but I think when they see each other, it'll be I don't know.
Nah.
I think everybody gets scared. Everybody's gonna get scared in the playoffs, especially when they see 15 across that field.
Yeah. I feel like the Lions though. I mean, Lions do look good, but it's like they beat up on teams that they're supposed to beat. Like, I mean, when I say beat up, I mean like they beating the crap out.
Yeah,
like 56. But it's only teams they're supposed to beat. It's not like they're beating the Chiefs. No, 30-36. It's not like that. They look scary like that. But I mean, it's still impressive. Like it's the NFL, blowout NFL is always impressive. I don't know. What y'all think?
The 49ers looking average.
Yeah,
they just getting old, bro. Not old, but like that core. It's been,
I mean,
since like 2020, 2019.
They've had injuries this year, too.
Every year.
But Debo, because Ayuk is out for the season. He's been out. CMC just started. And Debo sucks now for some reason.
He got the nerve. I know we ain't get on last week, but got the nerve to mush a kicker and a long snapper. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
That kind of made me mad. Like, bro, like those guys do not work out like you. They ain't your size. Like, don't be doing that.
Yeah. And he's not even playing good enough for you to be doing that to anybody.
Like if anybody, Brock Purdy should be mushing people, but you know he ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, and
that was weak to me.
I think Purdy's been playing well for what he's got. Because I don't never expect too much out of Purdy, but I think based off of his narrative that he can't play well without everybody there, I think he's played the as best as he could with what he had. Because nobody's going to play well with what he's kind of had to gone through this whole season. Like, different people are out in different games. Trent Williams has been out, too. So it's like, it's I think it's been solid. They still should be better than what they are, though.
So, Tobias, how you feel about Purdy now?
Dang. See, I was trying to say it. I was literally about to say
You knew I was coming. You knew I was coming.
I was like, let me say it before somebody calls me out about it. I will say, I'm not fully convinced, but like I am impressed with what he's done. This is kind of what I was waiting on. I'm not gonna say what I was waiting on to happen. See what happens when he's actually put in a bad situation, and he's handled himself pretty well. I mean, granted, they still look like an average team, so he doesn't look elite, but like he does look like he's a solid quarterback. I'll say that. I don't know if I'm ready to say franchise quarterback. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready to say that.
Well, in your eyes, there's only like four franchise quarterbacks. So I guess I'll have to take
it. In my opinion, no, I agree. No, I think there is. Like in the NFL right now, there's really, you can only say, I'm just getting off the top of my head right now. I think there's like four definite franchise quarterbacks. Like that's who? Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson. Who else? Who else can we say?
I wouldn't even say
Justin Herbert to this point. I wouldn't even say it. Wouldn't even say it yet. But like those three are the only like definite. No, if one of them has a terrible season next year, they're still locked in the franchise. I feel like those are one only three, I think, at this point.
So your criteria for franchise quarterbacks is either be freakishly talented or have Super Bowls under the belt.
Talent obviously has to do with it, but like I feel like those three quarterbacks have done a crap ton for their organization to make them franchise quarterbacks. I feel like that's an important factor. Like,
all right, like what I has mean, Josh Allen done?
Besides
him being basically like Superman for his team, but that he hasn't won an MVP. He hasn't won a Super Bowl. He's only had one deep playoff run.
I like what Tobias said though. If he said if they're trash next year, like if they're trash all next year, the following year you would still think
still lock in
quarterback.
Yeah,
I think that's a good way to put it. Like if Burrow is trash next year too, even if he puts up numbers, but he's not winning, then it's like okay.
All right, Josh Allen's done more for. I mean, Joe Burrow's done more for his organization than Josh Allen has.
I mean, not really, to be honest. He's won one more game in the playoff. Then that was again 4 years ago.
and when was Josh Allen's last AFC Championship appearance?
But he's at least been there
years ago.
Yeah, but I still feel like I put them on the same level. But still, I think still Josh Allen is still winning.
All right. So if you put him on the same level, Joe Burrow is a franchise quarterback, correct?
No. I'm saying if you next year, if they have another year similar to this year, I think then you would have to start being like, okay, Joe Burrow might just not be enough to lead a team.
He's one bad year quarterback. He's one bad year away. He really is.
We put too much on quarterbacks, dog. Y'all talking about something. He's not enough. Who is? Who's enough?
We just said them three quarterbacks. I just said the three quarterbacks.
There's only one of them that's winning championships.
There's more to it than just championships.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Everything has context.
For quarterbacks since when?
Everything has context.
I think you
can throw Lamar out, two MVPs. All right, I'll give you that. Obviously, Mahomes, three chips. I'll give you that. But there's nobody else that's doing anything significant. So we can't just say they're not franchised because they're not winning MVPs or championships. If they are a good quarterback, and you know that somewhere down the line, if you build around them correctly, that they will get to those places, I consider that a franchise quarterback.
I mean that's what we're saying.
Oh.
It's just more of once you're at a certain echelon, then winning matters.
Yeah, I agree with that. Because as much like as I hate the winning statistic, I agree with that.
I don't like the winning statistic either, but for quarterbacks it does matter. So that's what I'm saying. If I think we keep harping on just championships, then nobody's a franchise quarterback except Mahomes.
It only matters to, I think we're saying the same thing, Malin. I don't know what you're
arguing. I'm arguing that. I'm arguing that that doesn't need to be the criteria.
That's, yeah, that's what we're saying. I'm saying.
What Tobias said, there's only three, and I think there's more.
Oh, okay. Well, then that's,
if
that's
you can name them more, then I'm all, but I said there's three definite. Like, Joe Burrow, if you want to say, like, there is an argument to make that he is a franchise. I will admit there is an argument. But I'm saying there are three, like, those three, I think, are without a doubt. Like, if they have a bad year next year, they're good. I think if Joe Burrow has a bad year next year, you can start talking about trading. Justin Herbert, he has a bad year next year, you can talk about trading him.
Trading Joe Burrow?
Not trading. I would say not trading, but more of you're no longer, we can't consider you no longer on that top level.
Thank you. Maybe that's extreme. Yeah. That's
so it's like, again, because again,
they're replaceable. They're replaceable.
And once you get to that top level, then winning matters a lot. And Joe Burrow's on that top level to everybody's rankings, and he's not winning. Like if let's say who do we think is like kind of in the middle? Purdy. If Purdy was playing the way Joe Burrow was with the stats, we would be like, this is a great season for him. Even if he was doing the exact same thing that the Bengals were doing, losing but putting up a bunch of stats, because we don't think that he's at that upper echelon, like that upper level. So we don't really care about the winning, but we're seeing that, okay, this guy is good. And once we see a couple of these seasons of him being good, then the winning starts to come into play.
To be honest with y'all, I'm sorry. But to be honest, that's kind of what happened to Josh Allen. Josh Allen came out of Wyoming. You know, he wasn't really known. I mean, he was, I think it was a first round draft. Like, he wasn't known of until the NFL draft happened. So, like, people are like, who the heck is this guy? They didn't expect a lot out of him coming in. And then he, you know, he blows up. So it kind of was similar, not the same exact, because Purdy's a little bit more extreme case than that, but it's kind of similar to that point.
Well, all I'm saying really is, obviously, you know, there's a top three, but I think there's other quarterbacks that I would consider franchise who just aren't having the success for whatever reason. And it's not necessarily them playing bad. It's circumstances that they can't control. So, like, Burrow, I guess, you know, availability is the best ability, you know what I mean? So him getting hurt, that does hurt him. But,
I'm going to tell you why Burrow is not doing what he's doing. Now, I kind of tweeted this a little bit too. So I'm going to say it to you too, Malin. I understand that you can't watch all the games, like especially like the 1 o'clock slate. You can't watch every play of every game. I understand that. But these analysts on TV, that's literally their job, is to go and analyze these games, right?
All right.
Burrow plays very, very well for three quarters, maybe three and a half quarters. And then when it's actually time to score touchdowns, he scored touchdowns the whole game. And first of all, the defense of the Bengals have been getting better recently. But even when they was really bad and Joe Burrow had to score touchdowns on every drive, he was doing that until the end of the games, when it's like, all right, Joe Burrow, now we actually need another touchdown to win the game. He would throw an interception. He would fumble. He would throw bad passes. And this is only on like the last two drives of the game. It's like, Burrow, you've been playing well all game, and now all of a sudden you're not doing nothing. Like, what's going on, bro? This is what they're not talking about. But all they're doing is stat watching. They see them first three quarters, 350 yards. Jamar got 200 yards, blah, 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 blah. But that last drive where he had a good chance to go win the game, two-minute drive, he couldn't do it. That's what we was bashing Herbert for.
I was just about to say that. You're right. You're right. You're definitely right. And me arguing that Burrow's a franchise quarterback kind of hurts my argument for the beginning of the season, for me saying Burrow is not as good as they make him out to be. But that's just me when they say they start comparing him to Mahomes. That's when I pump the brakes. But in the grand scheme of it, to say if he has another bad season that he's replaceable, I just don't think that's true. The same for Herbert. I think you could look at – this is a kind of extreme case, but I do believe Jordan Love is a franchise quarterback for the Packers. So, like, those three – and I can probably, if I sat there and thought about it, I could probably name like two more that I believe is not aren't as replaceable as y'all may seem.
No, I'm not saying franchise is replaceable. Because it's probably 20 quarterbacks in the league that's not replaceable just because it's so hard to find another quarterback.
That's what I was getting at. Tobias kept saying they're replaceable and he traded. That's all I was saying is that no, just because they're not Mahomes or Lamar doesn't mean they're not franchise quarterbacks. Because
Trevor is not replaceable, but at this point, I don't think he's a franchise quarterback.
No, Trevor might be.
Trevor's replaceable.
No, because
he might be replaceable now because he playing like he ain't played good since his second year.
Well, he really only had one good half of a season.
Exactly. So like, I don't know. That's a little different. He's got weapons. I can see if this is old Jacksonville. Like Blake Bortles did more than him with less, and you know, like Ooh. That's a lot. Yeah. Blake Bortles went all the way to the AFC Championship on a fluke run, but he still they made it.
Mm-hmm. And he was down by 27 points in a playoff game.
Well, just so
that's more on the Chargers. I'm sorry.
since we're talking about playoffs, so I guess we can kind of transition in because I'm pretty sure we'll talk about this for a long time too. Hold up, sorry guys. All right, so for real, phony. Playoff edition, NFL playoff edition. So as we know, we're in week what week are we in now? Week 12, you said?
I think 12.
We just finished 12, about to go 13.
Week 12. So I'll read off the teams first, and then we could talk about, I guess, sides. We'll go AFC, NFC first, and we'll go one by one. So we have the Chiefs at 1 seed, the Bills at 2 seed, Steelers at 3 seed, Texans at 4 seed, Ravens at 5th seed. Chargers at 6th seed and Denver at 7th seed. The NFC, we've got the Lions at the 1st seed, the Eagles 2nd seed, the Seahawks. Wow, Seahawks at 3rd seed, Atlanta at 4th seed, Vikings at 5th seed, Packers at 6th seed, and the Commanders at 7th seed. Y'all want to go AFC, NFC, NFC first?
I know y'all don't like the NFC, so we can knock them out.
All right, before we go, though, I still believe that the NFL should do what the NBA does. I feel like just because you win your division shouldn't mean you get a home game. I think if you win your division, you should get a playoff game, but I don't think it should guarantee you a home game. Like if the second person in the division in another division has a better record than your division winner, they should get a home game.
That's I agree.
Yeah. Like say the Falcons get in at 10-7, but the Vikings get in at 13 wins, but they second place in their division because the Lions are so good. I think the Vikings should still get a home game because they. That's how the NBA does it. Like you get a guaranteed.
I can agree with that.
You get a guaranteed playoff spot, but not a home game. If that makes sense.
I can agree with that. That's fair. That's fair.
Let's start it off. Let's go 7-1 first. Let's start 7 seed Denver. Are they for real or are they phonies?
They're phony.
I thought we were doing NFC first. Denver?
Yeah.
Again, before we go, what is our definition? What is everybody's definition of real and everybody's definition of phony?
My definition of for real phony is gonna be like, do I think they belong in that seed? Like, if I'm ranking these teams 1-7, do I think like they like that
belong at that seed?
Yeah,
that's not a good representation. I understand, but for you to say a team's for real in the 7th seed, that's not saying a lot. Like.
All right, then let's make it a global thing. All right, let's all agree on one thing then. What do you think? What do you think then, Malin?
I personally think a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah.
Super Bowl. All right, I like that. Okay.
Like you can win the Super Bowl. Because once you make the playoffs, that means you are in contention for the Super Bowl.
All right, let's do it. Denver, real phony.
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 I actually like Denver though. And I honestly, I wouldn't be shocked if they came out and like shocked somebody just because the other team might think it's an easier win. Because they have a nice defense, and Bo Nix is playing well for a rookie.
They are facing the Bills first round, so.
Would not be shocked if the Bills lost.
Me neither.
At all.
Me neither.
But I think Denver's phony. I think Bo Nix is playing well, but it's still the regular season. So
give it time with them. I'm saying save them, say about the next team. All right, so Chargers. Real phony.
My boys for real.
You think they ain't my boy. They ain't you think they're going to the Super Bowl?
I think, honestly, I know last night didn't look the best, but I do think, I'll put it like this. If they don't have to play the Chiefs, I think they can win the Super Bowl.
I don't agree with that.
I'm just saying.
I love Justin Herbert, but I do not agree with that. I think this team, it's the same thing with the Broncos. Give them some time. They'll be there. But this year, no. This year.
Yeah, I think next year, if they're in the same position next year, assuming that in the offseason they'll probably get another weapon or two, better draft pick, and everybody will be under Jim Harbaugh system.
Yep.
Another year. I think if this was next year, I would say for real. But it's still phony for me. I don't think they can win a Super Bowl. And I don't think they can really win a playoff game either, to be honest. I just don't think they have enough.
Me neither. I think I mean
that's
I,
fair. That's fair.
You're comment on Jim Harbaugh's system. Is it? That's it. Any other year in this?
Like their only chance to win a Super or win a playoff game really is to go up quick, like go up early.
Did y'all see what Khalil Mack said about Derrick Henry?
Yeah.
No. what did he say?
He said he really. To be honest, he said Buddy wasn't that really that hard to stop. Anyways, he said I hope we do see this team again. Bro, he had like 19 carries for 140 yards.
Hey, that just take me back to that to high school that when we played Ware County and we played Dedrick Mills, and the first drive Bubba comes up, man, he easy to tackle. Next thing you know, he got 250 on us.
Dedrick Mills,
and like it's one thing if like Derrick Henry had like a long like an 80 yard run or something, and all of it came on one run. He was getting like 8 yards a carry.
Yeah,
like running through them boys.
He said he was easy to stop.
Okay. No. All right.
Let's go. Keep going. I think fifth seed. I don't have pulled up, but I believe it is the Ravens. For real, phony.
For real, baby.
They for real.
I call for real. For real.
I hate to say it, but as long as they got eight, they'll probably be for real. Same with the Chiefs.
That is true.
And the defense is starting to get a little bit better, better and better.
Now that secondary, they cannot do what they did last playoffs. Anytime during this season, really. That secondary kind of tightened up.
Now, last year, it was good.
And then the receivers need to catch the ball. They need to show up. Lamar Jackson can't be the only person to show up for the Ravens in the playoffs. He just can't. It has
only thing that's getting me pushed back is we didn't play. We played well the last two games, but the last two games were the Steelers and the Chargers. And those aren't like crazy offenses. But then I actually think about AFC playoffs, and there's not really no like crazy offenses in the playoffs either.
Mm-mm.
In the AFC, like we might have the best offense in AFC.
Offense, y'all do, and I think the Bills. I think
I don't think the Bills do.
I would say y'all and the Lions. Yeah.
Just in the AFC.
Oh, my fault. Yeah, I'm probably just the Bills. They're a little inconsistent for me.
Yeah. But I mean, it's definitely y'all probably the best offense, and then the Bills is probably second.
And I think we already destroyed the Bills. So and our secondary is getting better and better, and that'll be bench Marcus Williams.
I'm so glad we don't face them. we face enough. We as tough as the schedule is. I'm so glad we don't face them.
Who?
I said I'm glad the Steelers. We don't face them. The Bills.
Oh, the Bills? Oh, yeah. They're easy team.
Easy team, that's crazy.
All right, let's go with the Texans. I think we'll have a split. I think we'll split.
Phony.
Oh, okay. Oh, phony.
I called this before the season started.
I think they're phony.
Me too. Phony,
I
bro.
I just said we had to see it again. And we didn't.
I think they're the biggest phonies of the AFC in the AFC, honestly. Like I take
agree. The Broncos, I agree with
the Broncos, the Broncos beating the Texans.
Yeah, I told y'all it's all for me, it's all about consistency. I'm not putting CJ Stroud top five after one season.
Mm.
That's all I was saying. People thinking they're gonna make a Super Bowl run, which they still could, obviously, you know, anything can happen, but it was one season.
Yeah, one season. And then plus you never know about injury. Like they lost Nico for a lot of the year, and Stephon Diggs is now out for the rest of the year. So it's like,
and they line looking worse than last year.
And CJ looking worse and worse.
CJ is not looking good at all this year. So they're
that offensive line is just awful.
They're an influencer team. The NFL loves them because they're a bunch of young guys, young talent. So like
they're talking about they're an influencer
team. That's what they are. They're a influencer team.
Like, and their division is sorry.
Yeah.
And the Bills can win their division in week 13.
That's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's like 6 weeks left in the season.
they can like literally sit their starters and still be top seed.
Yeah, like if they wasn't fighting for the one seed, then they could literally sit for the rest of the season.
So this is what you was talking about, and you said that you feel like if you win your division, you shouldn't get a home game. So like the Texans is an example of that.
Yeah,
I don't think the Texans.
Depending on the record.
Keep it moving here. We'll go to 3C, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Phony.
You want
to not even to bother you, bro. Not even to bother you.
Now but why?
You can't tell me Russell Wilson play hasn't gone down a little bit.
A little bit?
You know what? I am.
That was being generous.
I couldn't wait to talk about this though, because after one game in the snow. Everybody was riding the Steelers.
No, the game before that.
Man, everybody was all over social media riding high on the Steelers.
I'm telling you.
Oh, man, they're going to win. They're Super Bowl contenders right now. They're going to run away to the AFC North. Oh, Russell Wilson. Oh, George Pickens. Oh, that defense.
Guess what?
Over the Steelers. And after one game, it is
But crazy. No.
How
guess what?
Switch. It is crazy.
It's not people because me and Rick ain't say that.
At all.
It's been the same this way. I called him a fringe phony last time we talked about this.
I called him a straight phony. I said they haven't played anybody, and then they beat the Commanders, and you said that was a big game. I said that was a good win, but it wasn't. I said it was a good win, but not a big game.
That was so funny though.
No, because the reason why I say it's a big game is because people are saying they haven't played anybody, and then they play somebody, so the statement game. Then the next following game, they face the Ravens.
It was a good win, but not a big game.
Because
the Ravens for y'all was a big game that you won. I give you that. It was y'all Super Bowl. I give it to you. And that's why.
Stop treating us like we're a poverty franchise right now. Oh, that's our Super Bowl. No, that is an important game in the division. We both know that. If you that game, these two games that we play usually decide the division.
For us, it didn't matter because what happened now? Y'all lost and then we won. Now we're back at the same place we were before that game started.
Yeah, because I'm stupid Browns, bro. I hate the Browns so much. That was their Super Bowl. They was snow angels. They was having snowball fights. I mean, honestly, you'd be kidding. I mean, I wasn't even mad at the end of the game. I wasn't mad about like the loss. I was more mad at like just everyone's reaction to it. Because everybody's riding the Steelers like literally 24 hours before that. And now like, oh,
that was phony. That was the my first Steelers hate watch that I've had since Big Ben retired. I haven't had a Steelers hate watch since then.
Yeah,
so I was up all night. I was like, come on, Cleveland. Do it, Cleveland.
I've seen way too many like memes from that. Like I don't think we've ever had a game broadcasted like meme that much since I don't know when. It's been a while.
Speaking of Super Bowls, the Chargers had their Super Bowl last night too. Yeah. I don't know if you saw when they had us down 10-0 and we on our own 16 with fourth down. And we caught the 2-minute warning came because we were trying to get them off sides and they didn't jump. They was on us. They was like, let's go. They was like hype. We came back on the field and got the fourth down. went down and scored. Like the Chargers, that was their Super Bowl. Everybody plays us other than the Chiefs. It seems like it's their Super Bowl because it's like we're the measuring stick.
I mean,
I know, but
yeah, but it's like a stepping ladder. If we can get past the Ravens, we might have a chance with the Chiefs. That's how they look at it.
Yep, and then nobody can beat us except the Steelers, apparently.
All right. Second seed. I'm gonna let y'all talk about this for a little bit. The Bills.
I'm gonna say phony.
I'm calling them. I'm calling them what I call the Steelers. I'm calling them fringe. Because I think they can beat anybody but the Chiefs. So obviously, if they don't have to play the Chiefs, I think they can win it all. But if they have to play the Chiefs, I'm just not betting against them.
They can't beat us.
I'm not betting against the Chiefs. I think they can. And not just saying that just to say it. I think they can get y'all. If I know last game y'all played, that wasn't pretty, but I think if they can just hold y'all, really, if they can hold y'all rushing down, they got it in the bag, because I don't really see y'all defense stopping Josh Allen like that. I think I know y'all did the first game.
They don't have anybody, bro.
They don't, but they have. It's like they're like the JV Chiefs. Like they can win without having the superstar weapons.
No, bro, they're not. The Bills are not that good. Like they're not that good. They're gonna get shocked in the playoffs just because people are gonna be riding high on them. And Josh Allen, if he wins MVP, it's going to be solely based off narratives because Lamar is better than him in every category. Unless the Ravens lose a bunch more games, then Josh Allen's only going to win off a narrative. He's going to be riding high, won his first MVP, get into the playoffs, and then get beat. Might beat the Broncos in the first game and then get beat.
Might go get beat. I'm looking at them, and I know this. They don't have the team for this. I'm looking at them like I looked at y'all last year. This is the year to do it. If not now, then when?
And they weren't even supposed to be like this this year. Luckily, their division is sucks. So if their division wasn't this bad, they would be better, or they wouldn't be seen as this good.
That's true. I give you that.
I agree with every word of that.
Because they have no competition in front of them other than the Chiefs. Like they're not, like I just said, they're not fighting for the division anymore. They already won the division.
That's still crazy to me. Like
Chiefs, wow. I'm gonna save that. But I agree with everything you just said. The only reason the Bills actually look this good is because of who's in the division right now. There's nobody in the division. Like you said, they're 6 weeks out and they're about to clinch it.
Like crazy.
Yeah, come on, play somebody. I mean, come on.
Like division games are supposed to be the hardest games, to be honest.
The AFC,
that's their like get right games. The division ones.
The AFC West and the AFC North are the only two AFC divisions right now. They're actually got like serious contention right now between the players, but. Yeah, no. Bills, I guess, for real. But.
I said phony. I don't believe in the Bills.
But the next team, though.
I gotta get my charger. I'm listening, though.
Yeah. Kansas City Chiefs, real phony. Might know what you think.
You know them boys for real.
No, I don't. I think they're phonies.
Man, no, I think as much as I hate it because, you know, once Tom left New England, you know, you thought everything was clear and open. This is the modern day. They are the modern day dynasty. You don't bet against Tom Brady. You don't bet against Patrick Mahomes. You will come out profitable if you are an actual betting man and bet it on Patrick Mahomes every year in the playoffs. And even if he loses, you will still come out profitable because he is going to win that much more.
So you're saying
it's a given.
I'm not sold on this Chiefs team at all this year, at all.
Me neither.
I think
the Bills, we weren't last year.
I think the Ravens are better than them. Y'all can call me crazy. I am biased. I think the Steelers are better than them.
Calm down. Let's relax.
I mean, I do. What name one game where they've been impressive this year?
They don't have to be. You put them on the field together. You telling me the Steelers can match up with the Chiefs?
Yeah.
And win?
Yeah.
If Russell Wilson plays average, I think the Steelers can win.
Yes.
I don't see it.
And he's been that. Russell Wilson's been that. He's been average this year. He's been elite. He's been average.
Let's
win games.
Because let's say the Chiefs' defense has been getting a little bit worse each week.
Yep.
Mahomes has been getting a little bit better each week. I'll say that. However, it's still not like the Mahomes we're used to. Mm-hmm. And if we're being completely honest, they could easily be on a 3-game losing streak right now.
Yes.
The Denver that they won on a blocked field goal, it's crazy.
I'll give them credit.
They blocked it. But, like, come on now. If that happened 10 more times, Denver would get the field goal every single time. Because it was like a 30-something yard field goal.
That's fair.
They lost to Buffalo, and then they needed a game-winning field goal to beat the Panthers. We're talking about a team trying to go for a three-peat.
Yeah, I think this has a lot riding against them. The fact that this is supposed to be a three-peat, fact that they don't look good right now, I don't think they're. I mean, of course, you got to put them like as contenders, but I don't think they're real contenders.
Like they're literally. Only thing going for them now is literally history, because mm-hmm. everybody's take on them is they're gonna turn it up in the playoffs. But are they? Like we 13 weeks into the season, they ain't turned it up yet.
They have adopted the idea that I've been putting out for multiple teams and people. It does not matter until the playoffs. I think they just look at it like that. It does not. I really think they have Jimmy Butler to them. They just coast through, and then you're going to see it.
They're winning based off of aura. Teams, I'm telling you, teams.
And if you win based off of aura, what happens when you actually come to play?
Team, I think that they're just not that good. Like they're winning off of aura, literally. Like teams are playing scared against them. They're not playing their regular games against them.
And that's exactly. And that's the regular season and they're doing this. What do you think going to happen in the playoffs?
Teams going to play harder.
They're going to play more conservative.
I'll still say for real, because I can't have everybody in the AFC phony. But I just don't see it either. I don't believe in them.
I don't either.
I don't want them to win, but I don't believe that they won't.
You treating them like the Patriots. I respect it. I do respect that. And like I don't respect it at all. I'm not gonna be like that.
I'm kidding.
And I get it. Like, and actually to a certain point, I do agree with it. It's tough to bet against them. They are our modern day New England Patriots, but I just can't, you know, that may be something logically, you know. Back in my mind, I'm thinking about, but like I can't have that fool my eyes what I'm seeing on the screen right now. On the screen, it looked piss poor. It don't look good.
I made that mistake last year, and I would rather be wrong and them lose than me be wrong and them win, which is what happened last year.
Oh, so you're telling me you really don't believe what you're saying? That's what you're
telling me. The best team in the league, the two best teams in the league that I think it's the Ravens and the Lions, me personally. But for me to sit here and call the Chiefs phony because they're playing literally the same way they played last year and they end up winning, I just can't do it.
Oh my, I just can't let that statement go. Lions, yeah, but I do not think there's a clear best team in the AFC right now. I just don't. I think it's like
it's out of the top two. I'm sorry, that hat is like it's trying to like bleed into your brain. They're not a part of this.
The Steelers are not a part of this.
Not that good. Y'all see the Ravens and people freak out when they see Lamar Jackson. They are not that good. They're great. They are a good team, but they're not as good as y'all think they are. Y'all just scared of them. That's all it is. We ain't scared of them. We never have been. Never have been.
Wait, you talking about the Ravens?
Yes. People that
because you play your Super Bowl against us.
Stop saying this.
That's why you're not scared of us. Y'all play all y'all games until you get to us. So you, like, y'all prepare for us.
It's the fact that we value this rivalry and the Ravens don't right now. They don't value it enough. So that's why they can't.
Because we just been.
They got better. More important things to focus on.
Exactly. Okay, Falcon says, be quiet.
Hey, call it what you want. Call it, at least I'm not up here trying to claim my team a top three in the conference winners. I know it's not true.
We are. I think we are. We're top three team in the conference.
Yeah, y'all focus on winning division, bro. We I told you our season don't start till January.
All right, you heard that. What'd you say?
Gonna let it happen.
What'd you say? Huh? What'd you say?
Our season don't start till January.
The same with the Chiefs.
Okay. No, but the
all right, let's go to NFC. Let's go to NFC.
I'm saying the play matters because it shows you who you're gonna be in January. But the wins and losses don't matter until January. As long as we get in. All right, go NFC.
NFC. We're gonna go with number 7. The Commanders.
They
really had a meltdown the last 2 weeks.
I think it's phony.
He just caught back up to him. The young team caught back. It caught back up to him. Mm-hmm. They came out of nowhere early in the season, and it's just averaging out now.
Yeah.
They remind me a lot of how the Texans were last year.
Exactly.
Nah, the Texans was good all season. That's why CJ.
I mean, they were, but it was like the same thing though. Like nobody expected it. This is coming out of nowhere. We don't really have enough film and data to scheme for it. That's kind of what happened. But with the Texans last year, but the Commanders, they started beating themselves, and then they started throwing a little bit of different stuff at Jaden, and you can see he just wasn't ready for it. But I still think they'll win some more games before the season's over. But I don't think. Once the playoffs start, I don't really see them doing anything.
Yeah, I'm going phony. But like a very soft, not a harsh one. I'm not going to say phonies, but like it's like not your time yet. Kind of like the Chargers.
By the way, Jalen and Tobias had the Cowboys winning that division.
We did.
The other three of us got the Eagles.
That's pathetic. That is pathetic.
All right, go ahead. I'm gonna say this for all of us, all of them now.
Yeah, who
wins? Huh? Oh, I was gonna go after we finish talking about them.
All right, 6 was I think was the
Packers, right?
Packers. Go Pack, go. Real phony. I'm gonna go phony.
I'm gonna say for real.
You love Jordan Love.
Not
hey,
really.
Hey, you do.
Not really. I think he's a good quarterback. I do. And minus the turnovers, I think he has a little gunslinger to him. Minus the turnovers, he's playing about like he did last year. And especially if he wouldn't have been out for those 4 or 5 weeks or whatever, I think they would be even better.
I'm gonna tell you what's really helped him out though. I'm crazy, but it's Josh Jacobs in that run game. He stepped up and took a lot off Jordan Love, and it's made that offense really balanced.
So, and they got a scrappy defense.
So I can dig it. I can dig it.
I mean, I'll say that for real, just because I don't think the NFC is
that too
is that tough to get through. Because I didn't believe in them last year. Everybody thought they was like when they got into the playoffs, they was gonna be like crazy.
I thought they were going to be garbage in the playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they surprised me.
I'll say for real because they're also in a tough division and they're still 8-3. Like they're third place in their division at 8-3, and I think they're better than the Vikings. So I'll say for real.
Got 2 for real, 1 phony. All right, 5th is I remember off the top of my head was the Vikings.
Phony.
Sam Darnold's hurt, ain't he?
No, he came back in the. Well, I don't know about for next week, but he came back in the game and had led the game winning overtime drive.
Who they play? The Jags? No.
No, the Bears.
Bears. Oh yeah, the Bears. Yeah, they phony. I don't trust Sam Darnold too much.
Exactly.
That's what it boils down to be honest. He gonna have to show me.
And people starting to figure out that crazy defense from Brian Flores, how it was fooling everybody at the beginning of the season. People starting to figure it out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's funny. In the NFC, it's like different. There's a lot of inexperience, feels like, in the NFC right now. AFC, you know, you have Mahomes, you got Lamar, you got
because we can't find those guys. Huh? NFC can't find them.
Yeah, they
that boy is sorry.
No, it's like a change of the guard type. Like, and granted, the Ravens and Chiefs weren't sorry when they got their guys. They just smartly picked. But everybody else, if you got one of those guys, you were sorry at one point. So, like, maybe the next 5 years, the NFC will catch back up. We'll see.
You know, what it sounds like to me is that the NFC is full of a bunch of people that, you know, a bunch of franchises that don't know how to play football.
A bunch of poverty franchises.
Yeah, that's what it
sounds like. No, listen. Let's be honest here. Let's be honest. Sound like all right. Me. So we had the guys. The NFC had the guys we grew up watching. They all just made their way out. Matt Ryan, Drew Brees.
I know you didn't start with Matt Ryan.
That's my boy. Come on.
I know you didn't just start with Matt Ryan.
come on. Matt Ryan, Drew Brees, Tony Romo.
Romo?
I'm just naming guys that were quarterbacks in the NFC for a long time.
Do you think Dak Prescott is good?
Y'all not getting what I'm saying.
Dak Prescott took Tony right. Romo's job.
Hold on.
Is it Romo? No, but he Baylor gonna be back home. We'll talk about this more. But I mean, man, let's say he said they can't find the guys. I mean, I feel like the NFC has a lot of like just franchises that just don't know how to properly manage a team. Because AFC's been like actual like football club longer, correct? I think AFC was first.
I became a football fan in '96. When the Ravens became a team.
Were you even alive in 96? Because I wasn't alive in 96. But no, I think like, that's an interesting thing though. I mean, it feels like in NFC, I mean, outside like maybe the Eagles and the Niners, there aren't like a lot of, you know, strong franchises we can talk about. Bears. Yep. Bears ain't been good since what, the 50s?
All right, let's go. Let's move on.
Yeah. Next we got this is team two.
We just skip that one.
We'll come back to it. We'll go three. Three is the
phony.
Seahawks.
phony.
Oh yeah. Seahawks. That's when I first saw like I was like Seahawks are third seed? Like what the
That lets you know how bad the Falcons are.
Yes, like
because the Falcons are fourth.
How are the Seahawks the third seed right now? Like, yeah, bro. It's gonna be between the Lions and the it just is. Like everyone else in this home is for our phonies, except for the Lions and the Eagles. That's just it. All right, second Eagles. So you agree. We both agree there for real, right? Eagles and the Lions. Eagles,
yes. The Lions, sure.
Oh.
The Lions, sure, but we'll see. Because the NFC is so bad, then yeah, they definitely are. But I don't know. If I just feel like if the NFC was tougher, I don't know how I can even like say this, but I just feel like if the NFC was tougher, they wouldn't be as good as it. Like, I mean, it makes sense, but it doesn't make sense. Like, yeah. they just again, like we said earlier, they beat up on all the easy teams. But I mean, to be fair, it's a bunch of easy teams in that. I mean, so they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, but it's like, and it's not gonna be no real good teams in the playoffs on their side to the Super Bowl, other than the Eagles.
It's gonna come back to bite him though. Like you haven't really faced any real competition all year. Like you haven't faced adversity all year, and then you wait till the Super Bowl to get it. That's not the time to figure it out.
The NFC Championship. Like, let me see. I'm gonna see who they played. Because their division is tough, but it's also like they're beating each other. So they beat the Rams, the Bucks, Cardinals, Seahawks, Cowboys, Vikings, Titans, Packers, Texans, Jags, Colts. Like,
but the Eagles. Huh? My thing with the Eagles, though, is that it's back to what you said. Like, it's the everybody, those two in the NFC, they're not facing too many tough teams. But I feel like, I can't wait to see what the Ravens do with them. Because that's going to be the first time they're going to see actually, like, tough team like that. Because, I mean, the Eagles lost to the Falcons. Let's keep that in mind.
Yeah, they did. That was a while ago. But they did.
Lost to the Falcons. But I feel like, you know, if you can find a way to mitigate, you know, slow down Saquon and put it in Hurts' hands, that's your best shot of beating them.
Because the Eagles division also is, I mean, the Commanders are there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, the Cowboys suck. And the Giants just cut their quarterback. Like, I know the AFC North only really has two teams right now, but at least, like, the Bengals' offense is, like, top tier.
Yeah.
And the Browns defense is top tier.
They'll both give you money.
Yeah, but, like, Cowboys and the Giants are terrible.
The Browns defense didn't show up till the last 2 weeks. Like, they wait till now. That was so pathetic. I was like, yeah, be kidding. And, like, we asked that the thing is the Steelers played well. Like, the when they needed to, the fourth quarter, they played really well. They did. And then the Cleveland defense is
Hall of Fame. Yeah, black voodoo magic didn't work.
What the heck?
And T.J. Watt got I can't say the word, but he got bullied by Myles Garrett.
He's been, yeah. Hey, T.J., listen here. Lately, you've been tripping this season, dog. I mean, he's T.J.'s been doing T.J. things. But it used to be every single game. Like TJ was showing up every game doing this. Now it's like TJ shows up one game and it's like three sacks, a forced fumble, fumble recovery, and a game-winning sack or something like that. Then it's like two games, he doesn't do anything.
And
he shows up out of nowhere and he just doesn't do anything.
Myles Garrett got a game with three sacks and TJ ain't do nothing.
I just want to say
I like Myles Garrett. I like that he said that because I think that's what's needed in football. It's a small critique is I wish he would have said it before the game. Not after. Yeah.
He's trying to, you know, hype it up. I get why.
I like it. I like that he said that. We need that. We don't need all that buddy-buddy. And I love when the Chargers was happy that they didn't jump off sides on the fourth down. Yeah, yeah. Because what they did was they woke up eight. They woke up eight. And we ain't seen him happy since.
Yeah, man. Myles Garrett, but that was all I want to say. That's his best game of his career. His three sacks.
That's right? Not true, but
okay. That was the best game. Myles Garrett.
All right, we got one more team.
Oh, yeah. So we talked about the rest of them, but the Falcons, Layla, we saved them for you. For real phony. What do you think?
Are y'all saved the Falcons?
Yeah, for you. For you.
Yeah, we ain't gonna.
Hey, don't give me none of that sappy. Oh,
did you get out of it?
Steelers fans, I don't believe nah. Tell me what you really think, what you really believe. Because I know y'all Falcon fans here. Because as soon as y'all start, y'all win an important game, y'all see, oh, let's go Dirty Birds everywhere.
Drake London, top three receiver in the league.
The corner gas.
It's been 10 weeks since that Drake London stuff. You got to let it go.
I mean, like, come on, bro. Well, I ain't heard from Drake London since.
Hey, listen, Atlanta fans are crazy. At the corner gas station by my house, I, like, went to the pump, and I looked at, like, the little cart reader, and it said, have a nice day and go Dirty Birds. I'm like,
think it say something like that in Pittsburgh?
They don't say it in Atlanta. They just say, like, what? Y'all may be the funniest fans in the NFL. I think so.
Because we like our team.
I didn't know y'all got beat by the Broncos like that.
Oh, what was? Oh yeah, that was like 40-9. That was like 40-6.
38-6. What? Hey, I got Herbert next week.
Ooh.
And when you see what we just did to Herbert, so if you want to have a measuring stick, this will be a good one.
is it at Atlanta or is it at?
It's in Atlanta.
Oh.
So, first off, y'all didn't even hear what I was about to say. We are phony.
I don't think you believe that.
Yes, what you mean?
I mean, he probably believe it now because of that Broncos loss, but if they beat the Chargers...
Yeah, if it was before the Broncos loss, you would say y'all good.
If they beat the Chargers, it's going to be for real. Just like you, Steelers fan. You the same way?
Nah, I still think we for real. I still think we could lose three more games this year, and I still think we would.
No way.
I have seen what I need to see. Every single fans know what I'm talking about. We've had a defense that has always been capable of winning championships. Always been. We just never had the offense the last 4 years. Now we have a quarterback. Huh?
Did y'all score a touchdown against the Browns?
Yeah, we scored two.
Okay, because I was about to say it's been two games.
Yeah, that's why I said the fourth quarter that they really showed up and like, because the whole game, I was like, dang, this feel like Mason Rudolph. No, Mason Rudolph all over again. I was like, dang. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Russ turns it up. And I was like, okay, this is why we got him. We don't need an elite quarterback. We just need a competent one that can move the ball down the field. That's all we need.
He got one throw. If that throw don't work, then y'all done.
What they need to do is run Justin Fields more. They need to make packages for him because, like, we need to run him more.
All right.
What'd you say? What'd you say? What'd you say? What'd you say?
But, yeah, the Falcons, we phony. So, oh, well.
The Falcons, man, the thing is they shouldn't be phony. Like,
y'all have a solid team.
Y'all have a good team, and the division is not that good, or not good at all, actually. And the NFC is not good. So, like, why are y'all not good?
See, I don't know what happened, though, because last year our defense was, like, the best thing about our team that even made us competitive. Now, when we got an offense to counter, like, to complement it, they start, I don't know. Like, Jesse Bates and all of that, like, he played out of his mind last year. He's starting to play sorry. Like, our secondary is looking like Baltimore's. Sorry.
You know, we didn't need that straight. And then, Judon not doing nothing over there either.
Matthew. Yeah. See, if we're getting a pass rusher, we either got to draft one or we got to spend some money. Judon, I'm sorry, he old. Like, we can't be getting no 30, 35 plus, or I don't know how old he is, but he looks
old. He is not that old, bro. He's probably not even 30 yet.
If he's not, that's sad because he play old.
Matthew Judon is old.
He's 32.
Yeah,
we can't have no 30-plus-year-old pass rusher to bank on. Like, he a good compliment to, like, a rookie pass rusher or a second-year pass rusher, but we can't rely on him to be the main thing.
Hey,
okay, bro.
Speaking of, ex-Ravens players, thank you for Patrick Queen. My God. Now, Patrick Queen's nice.
He sucks.
No. No.
You're gonna find out.
And best players on that defense.
He's gonna lose you some games. He's going to lose you some games. I'm telling you right
now. Because he's won us games. He's in the most won games.
He was inconsistent until Roquan showed up.
No.
Sparked
him, but hey, that man is violent. Like, I'd be like, dang, how about Patrick? Calm down. He'd be slamming people down. And
also, another thing, too, I don't like that everybody that leaves the Ravens thinks that we did them dirty. Like, what? You realize we can't pay everybody, right? And also, that means you played well enough to get yourself a big contract out of nowhere. Like, why Patrick Queen trying to have a revenge game? Like, Gus Edwards, Why is Gus Edwards talking about, yeah, man, I don't like how they did me. I'm gonna come out. He had 11 yards yesterday.
I saw that tweet. That was funny. It's said, why is that? It's like Gus Edwards doing all this to have 8 carries for 11 yards. And then his stats is like 9 carries for 11 yards.
And then JK too. JK was got a one big run and started eating. Like, calm down, bruh. We cut you because you can't stay healthy. And what happened? He got hurt, didn't finish the game.
I do hate that when people when players like leave teams and then they be taking it out like on the team when really your beef ain't with the team, it's with the management. Like your head coach have nothing to do with that.
Not even the management. It's just the we didn't have no money to pay you,
And
bruh.
y'all better get your boy, what's his name? Deontay Johnson. He not gonna they gonna y'all gonna cut him. First he was the first player y'all cut. This
Yeah,
man.
he gonna be on the bench soon.
He's dropping balls and he keep talking about Pittsburgh. Like, oh, how he had a great, such a great time in Pittsburgh. I nothing but love those guys and stuff. It was so great to be back in Pittsburgh in that great city, stuff and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, hey, listen, man, you on Baltimore now. You need to shut your trap. Like, we ain't cool like that no more. We ain't
he
like
don't
you
got
anyways.
no chemistry with Lamar either. Like, he just they're not he don't he not, like he don't run the right routes either. All right, let me go through my quarterback list real quick.
Yeah, we are already shooting over.
From 10 to 1. Number 10 is Jaden Daniels. He's fallen, unfortunately. Number 9 is Baker Mayfield. He's fallen too. Jalen Hurts. He actually fell one, but I don't know. Patrick Mahomes is number 7. Oh, I put what's the name up here? Hold on, I put Baker twice. I meant to change him out for somebody else.
Oh, Lord.
I think Bo Nix was supposed to be at the bottom, and then everybody else move up.
So you got Bo Nix, then who's nine?
Jaden Daniels, then Baker, then Jalen Hurts, then Patrick Mahomes, and then number 5 is Justin Herbert. Herbert's playing better each week. Now
Russell Wilson.
they're not allowing him to. They compliment him with a run game. Number 4 is Kirk Cousins. Somehow, I don't know how he's still up this high, but he's playing well. They're just not winning outside of that.
That's how he's all. That's Kirk Cousins' MO. That's what he's always been. The Vikings play have put up good stats and has nothing to show for
Yeah, but
it.
shoot, he gonna have to start dropping because if they go under 500, he gonna be in that Burrow situation.
$50 million quarterback right there.
If we fumble this playoff run, I ain't got nothing else to say about the Falcons.
You shouldn't have anything to say about them now. Let's just not, bro. Let's not. Jared Goff is number 3, Josh Allen 2, and I still got Lamar 1. Okay. What else we got?
That is it, my friend, I think. Y'all got anything else to say? Maylin, got
Oh,
anything?
last thing I had it muted, but I was listening. So y'all telling me, no matter which way it happened, you go to another team and you play your former team, you not go rah-rah them like every good thing you do?
Nah.
No. It's one thing to want to play a good game against your former team. That's one thing. But if you like trying to motivate yourself before the game, talking about like they did me dirty, like stuff like that, that's different. That's just weird.
Yeah.
Because one thing, first of all, the only reason you're not on the team is because you weren't good enough. Because if you was good enough, we would have found a way to pay you.
If you are worth it.
Patrick Queen, for example, he was solid and he played well enough that we couldn't pay him. But the only reason we couldn't pay him is because we had to trade for Roquan Smith because he wasn't good enough at first. So we gonna pay Roquan before we pay you. So,
Quan Smith kind of looked
I
like
mean,
Ron.
I understand, but at the end of the day, I'm playing my, I'm doing, I'm like Saquon, like, I'm gonna show y'all something.
No, Saquon, he actually got a reason though. They chose Daniel Jones over him.
Yeah, Saquon got a reason.
That's
Like
crazy.
I feel like you can do it if you were actually done dirty, but like for what stuff like what Reek said, like no. Like if you didn't leave on bad terms. There's no reason. Like, JK and Gus Edwards, like, you really think somebody going to pass up on Derrick Henry for you?
And JK, I mean, at the end of the day, I understand. But I'm gonna act like I y'all going to know I'm here.
I guess. Maybe it's adrenaline pump. Maybe the adrenaline start pumping, you know, you start, you know.
And like, it's an extra motivation for the game. It's like, obviously, you know, we got to go out there and win. This is my former team. Like, they ain't want me. Obviously, you know, yes, Derrick Henry is way better. But as the player, you have to put that kind of stuff in your mind to perform. Even though he didn't have a great game, he had to put that in his mind to go out there and play his best.
I'm sticking with the adrenaline. You mean you? Hey, you better. We can knock on no, but you remember Reggie? Reggie say some vile things on that field.
and he was never like that. Alpha. On that field. Because you gotta psych yourself out, and especially in football, you gotta make yourself somewhat throwed off to like go out there and be a monster.
Yeah, but I have self control, unlike them other people. So,
Tobias, and you know where you were.
Why are you gonna go there, bro? We all
you be trying to make it seem like all your answers are just the best. No,
if God knew what he was doing, he knew what he was doing. He know if he just gave me the right speed and size, it'd be over. You'd be looking at a Hall of Famer.
What? If he gave you everything? If he gave all of us speed and size.
What? Like, bro, come on.
He knew I already had the tenacity and the heart for it.
The tenacity? Oh, my God. Yeah, that boy was sorry. Do you even know what tenacity is?
Yes. No, I'm not going to. I'm stop. Let me stop.
What is tenacity?
Man, you could at least say demeanor or something.
No, tenacity, you know, the
quality or fact of being able to grip something firmly. Wait, okay, that's not the right.
No, that's not. I was like, that can't be tenacity.
Yeah, the quality or fact of being very determined.
See, exactly. I have the tenacity. All right, I'm trying to find my Bible verse right now.
Yeah, why you do that, Maylin?
What's up?
What you on the weekends?
What you mean?
I'm just trying to start a conversation, bro.
Ooh.
Oh, you know, I'll be if I do get a weekend off, you know, see what my friends doing. I've been talking with this recording, so I ain't gonna get too
deep. Oh, what?
Hey, hold on.
I was just about to talk about a little bit about my personal life, but I caught myself.
Yeah, good job. Good
you
job.
Happy that the season is changing?
You know, down here it's a little different. Like, it was super cold last week, and now it rained, and it's 69 degrees at 8:45 at night. So
it's still about to go turn into winter though.
Reek, why he's like sitting back and question like he your therapist or something. Like
winter season is coming, man.
Hey, you know how people be like, oh, I can't wait till it be winter so I can start dressing. Hey. I be saying that every year knowing I ain't got nothing crazy to put on.
I ain't talking about the weather.
Oh, hey, you already know what it is. Sorry, it's always snowing, baby. Hey, we done converted one of my co-workers.
Whoa. Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Let me read this Bible verse.
What did I say?
I know what you about to say. We're coming from, we've already talked about this one before, but it's like we said, it's the last month of the year. We're coming to the last month of the year. So finish strong, autumn new year resolution stuff that you had. Now is the time to do it. So even if your new year resolution is go to the gym, if you go to the gym all year, go to the gym now. Now it's time to put it talk. So the verse is Proverbs 14, verses 23. And we'll just do 23. It says, all hard work brings a profit, but mere talk only leads to poverty.
Amen. That ain't the truth.
So put it.
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Poverty franchise is always talking.
The Falcons.
Oof. I didn't say that.
Are you barking? Oof, go ahead. You know you want to bark right now. Go ahead. Let out a bark, Maylin.
I will not bark until January if we are where we need to be.
No, y'all are not going to be where y'all need to be. We're not going to get into that. But no. But you get that out of your head right now.
At least we in the dance.
Georgia Tech.
How you go from national champions to not even making the playoffs? That's crazy. In an expanded playoff. Like, that's sorry. That's pathetic.
We're the top 25.
Georgia Tech, please come through. Please come through. That's all I got to say. Bye, people. Till next week. We'll see y'all. Peace.
Peace. Love y'all.
You never heard of me? Stupid.